'tis the season, and we are not talking about the Christmas holiday. We are talking about getting the crap scared out of us at Eastern State Penitentiary's Terror Behind the Walls. Bill and I love it there. We are excited to have on the phone Louis Santiago, and he is one of the attraction managers. So this must be your favorite time of year, right?
Of course. This year, we completely revamped infirmary. We're taking the fears of hospitals to a whole new level. Now you will encounter maniacal doctors, nurses, and dentists who are ready to perform unnatural operations.
Are you saying that us as visitors, we could become patients?
If you're not quick enough, you might become the patient. So you have to be careful.
Well, I do remember when Bill and I went through it, we had the option where you can actually pick to be touched, to be part of the interactive, or you can choose to just walk through it and they won't, you know, really bother you, just scare you. Is that still an option?
That's still an option. We have the opt-in program, so it allows monsters to touch you, take you away from your group. As a visitor, you really get to design the way you want to walk through the hall. Some people are a little too scared. I'm like, no, I just want to walk through and just look at everything. And then you have people like me who are like, yes, take me away. Like, I want to be touched and grabbed. And I want it all.
You want the whole
experience.
I want
an unnatural surgery performed on me.
Now, Louis, what, you know, some people, of course, don't take fear too well. What if someone gets too scared? Now, do they have the option of being able to leave?
Yes. Let any actor know or any person working there know, hey, this is a little too much for me. And you can always leave, and then you can go to what we call the yard, and we have a band called Zombies. You get your funnel cake.
Okay.
And we still have entertainment no matter what, wherever you're at Terror Behind the Walls.
Plenty to do.
Always.
And what age? Is there an appropriate age? What are we looking at here for the range?
So we recommend 12 and up. You always have the option if you bring your child, for your child to say, monster, be good. And then guess when the monster will back off. I like to do is like, hey, that's the magic word, and you just killed me with this monster be good, and children love it, and I fall to the floor, and I act like I'm dying.
That's great.
That's cool.
No, because I have a 12-year-old son. Mm-hmm. I know that he would love this, but he would be glad to know that he has that option to say monster be good if need be. Okay, so I know you have the revamped infirmary attraction this year, but there are many others. I mean, can you just kind of briefly summarize some of them, like lockdown, for instance? What is the lockdown attraction?
The inmates are loose, and the guards are not in control anymore.
Oh, okay.
So as you walk through, all the inmates are coming at you because they're trying to get out. And then we go into machine shop. This is what we consider one mind, one machine. We have all the actors that are completely bald, same costume. They're just literally one person trying to make this giant machine.
Okay.
And they need the scalps. They need your hair. They need body parts to keep the pain going.
Ooh.
Okay.
And after that, we go into Blood Yard. This is our cannibal attraction.
Nice. They're Blood Yard.
Hungry. Cannibals, Bill.
Yes, Blood Yard.
They're hungry. Yes. Hungry dogs live at Eastern State Penitentiary.
That's right. Apparently.
Sorry.
Yes. Oh, no, I love it. I love it. And they've just been there for hundreds of years, and they're trying to survive. So they might get you. So you just have to be careful as you walk through. And then we have Quarantine 4D, which is always a crowd favorite. People love the 3D attraction. Very trippy. You encounter such weird characters in there. And then you...
Breakout.
And we have Breakout. Breakout, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
And that's literally you're trying to get out.
We've
been locked up here, and you're trying to escape, and you never know. You might be rerouted back, and you're like, how did I start
right.
getting a Breakout? And it really, you really have to break out that attraction.
There's so much to do. I love it. Now, Louis, as you know, cell phones are a big deal these days. What's your cell phone policy? I'm just curious because everybody's trying to always capture the moment. So what's the policy at Terror Behind the Walls?
So we allow cell phones. All we ask is no flash.
Okay.
It's dark in there, and some of the actors are working in dark spaces. So when a bright flash comes through, it kind of blinds the actor. But... it's fine. We're not a haunted thing. No cell phones. I was through many other honks that are like, no cell phone,
right.
I get it.
Right.
But number one for a reason. And hey, if you want to record us and relive the moment, go ahead.
Okay.
Excellent. I mean, if you guys have never been to Terror Behind the Walls, also, in addition to all these attractions, what is so cool about it is this is, I believe, the largest like haunted house in the country. Correct, Lewis?
Yep. Okay. Yep, right outside of an amusement park.
Okay. Yeah. And it's literally inside a real prison. Obviously, an abandoned real prison that in and itself
is scary.
Is haunted.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, it is. People have seen ghosts.
Yeah. I've been working there for 11 years, and I have so many actors tell me that they've seen something or maybe heard something. So if you really believe in that, like, this is a place to come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, you'll get the goosebumps on your arm, on your neck. Absolutely.
Yeah, I still have Jen's claw marks when we went through there. Every year, Lewis, she claws me.
I cannot let go.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'm a believer.
Now, Lewis, how can people get tickets?
So, the best way to purchase tickets for Terror Behind the Walls is online, www.terrorbehindthewalls.com. And it's actually cheaper to buy online as well. You're guaranteed your time slot, so you don't have to wait in line for so long. Like if you came just to Terror Behind the Walls,
right.
You come at your time slot.
And again, and it kicks off tomorrow night,
yep.
Friday night. So it's a whole season. It goes for an entire month, and it really is a fun time. And I know we've been saying how scary it is, which it is, but it
fun.
Is scary fun.
It
so
is.
Go with a group. You guys will have a great time. Lewis Santiago, he is one of the attraction managers at Eastern State Penitentiary for Terror Behind the Walls. Thank you very much for joining us and explaining what we're going to see, what we're going to feel.
Yeah, that's right. Spook you later, Lewis.
Spook you later.
I don't know what that means, but.
Lewis, thank you. Nice talking to you.
Thank you, Lewis.
All right. Y'all have a great one.
That was great,
Perfect.
Lewis. Thank you.
Thank
we
you,
will
Lewis.
Air that on Thursday, okay?
Awesome.
All right. You
Thanks.
Take care.
Thanks, Lewis.
I hope it's successful. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.